I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We're about to go around the NFL, and this is completely just me being having a squirrel moment. I see something, I'm saying it. Did you realize that the NFL.com has a red zone countdown that right now is 2 hours and 58 minutes towards when red zone starts? Like, does that really happen?
2 days.
Or sorry, 2 days rather. Yeah. I said 2 hours, but 2 days and 58 minutes. Like, word?
I mean, is red zone not that big of a thing? Like, that big of a deal? Like, you got people who that's how they consume the game. I know for me, especially when the Texans are on the road, I've got one TV on the Texans.
Correct.
And then I got another TV on the red zone. And then I probably got another TV on another actual game, mm-hmm. right? So, like, the red zone is just a part of.
Oh, you think you me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a part of the Sunday. I mean, we're from the same
You're
era.
You're channeling.
We're from the same era of multiple screens, probably a built-in ADHD that's undiagnosed, but kind of just a part of our lifestyle. So, yeah, no, I'm about that multi-screen life.
By the way, that's Brandon Scott. He's in on a Friday. He's here with us for the entirety of this hour. Excited for this. By the way, let me ask you this, because I'm sure you watch Thursday Night Football like a lot of us. Fun one, thank God. It does feel like this year we've gotten more fun Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Amazon Prime Video. Are you with these fellow gentlemen on the idea that Mac Jones, or as someone on the YouTube wants me to call him, Mac Jones, that he has changed his life with this change of scenery to the San Francisco 49ers from Jacksonville and New England?
Yeah, I was listening to both. I think both of what y'all say can be true. Like, when you come out here and say, okay. When you respond with, well, we've seen Nick Mullins
Reggie's
do
about
this.
To say, get out of here.
We've seen C.J. Burthead do this. Yeah, it's a system thing, and the system has changed his life. Like,
see, he's leaning more toward my side.
I think that circumstance and system matters for most quarterbacks.
Reggie
most,
calling him a system quarterback.
And he is a system quarterback.
But the system matters. Well, get that system for that quarterback.
Yes, the system matters.
That's what I'm
asking. Let's keep that system.
And even within the context of being a system quarterback, not every quarterback can operate within a system.
Fair enough.
They need to be more of an artist or an individual, right? So, like, he is a system quarterback in an ideal system. It's a perfect kind of meeting of the minds, if you will. So, yeah, I think it's changed his life. Even though I agree that another system quarterback could do it, will the one in this situation be Mac Jones?
Oh, yeah. I try not to be too hard on dudes being part of a group of, like, 50 people in the world mm-hmm. who do this, which is quarterbacks that can even start reasonably and feasibly start a football game in the National Football League. It is a very small group, and I try to respect that. Within that, though, maybe he does end up in that place where he gets, like, a real nice contract for a backup. I feel like he was already in a place where he was just going to be.
See, I'm not so sure. That's where we really differ.
Backup type dude.
But think about it. Like Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than any of the ones that we're talking about.
Certainly. Yeah.
But Jalen Hurts wouldn't have been Jalen Hurts in New England or Jacksonville.
Well, right. No, of course. But
he would have been better probably than Mac Jones. But what I'm saying is the system and the situation.
Yes.
Going to Oklahoma changed Jalen Hurts' life. Mm-hmm. Going to Philadelphia and not New England or Jacksonville changed his life. I think going to San Francisco and not being in Jacksonville or New England anymore absolutely changes Jones.
He was either already there or very close to being a punchline. You know, Mac Jones.
Still kind of is a little bit.
I mean, we saw Nathan Peterman keep getting backup jobs.
Yeah, but what happened afterwards?
My point is, I think that the place that he's in right now as, ooh, we kind of like him as possibly a backup quarterback, is a place that he was already in.
But
I don't think he effectively has changed his lot in life.
He wasn't in Ryan Fitzpatrick territory where you can make $140 million in
I'm not sure that he's in Ryan Fitzpatrick territory
now. I think he's on track to be that guy.
All right.
Yeah.
I will agree to disagree. I'm not saying there's not validity in what you're saying. I'm just not in that same place with you.
But let's say Matt Jones, let's say he ended up being a starter for the rest of the year and just kind of had a really good year.
I think that hurts him more than it helps.
No, he's going to get paid by somebody else to start.
Yeah.
To start?
I think so.
Fitzpatrick
did. That happened to Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
So why can't it happen to Matt Jones? Somebody that's a team that really need a quarterback.
Yes. Sam Darnold is more talented than Mac Jones. As odd as that feels like to say, because we're talking about Sam Darnold, but I think there's a little bit of a difference there. You use Nathan Peterman as an example. I mean,
yeah, he kept getting backup jobs.
That was rough.
That's an indictment on the league.
But that's my point is that when you, especially like if you have just a certain level of competence at quarterback, and I think more importantly as a backup, like what is your demeanor in the locker room? Like what do you bring? Do you not bring things down? Are you a value to your starter? I think that Mac has already demonstrated those things as opposed to coming out and having it, what is admittedly a very, very good performance.
I think what helps him just as much as anything, obviously his play and kind of proving it on the field, of course, but also having seen these redemption stories at quarterback, whether it be Sam Darnold or Geno Smith or Baker Mayfield and all of these different ones that we've seen across the league, I think that history along with what he's showing on the field definitely helps his prospects.
Do you ever feel like you're being attacked?
No.
But he was throwing some darts. He really was. First half was outstanding.
He was throwing some good football. Now, of course, he was throwing some good footballs to booty butt naked open wide receivers. Shout out to Kyle Shanahan.
Not that crosser that on the first touchdown drive that was right in that window.
He had a good game.
He had a good game.
He had a good game. I am not here to attack Reggie for saying I don't believe in Mac Jones. I think that's a perfectly reasonable take by you.
But I don't think anybody's being attacked here. I just want to make it clear. We're having a fun conversation more than anything.
The bigger question, I think, and I think it's a strong argument, that changed his life.
It did.
In terms of dollars and cents, if nothing else. How about you?
Because to that point, one night can change. The one night with the Rams for Baker Mayfield, I thought changed his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. And it didn't happen immediately after that, but that's another example.
Hell, Green Bay changed Matt Flynn's life.
Yeah.
Because he ended up getting the contract out
that.
That
is the one I believe in. Like, Matt Flynn got the come up off of this one. And shout out, like, honestly, I actually have, it sounds like I'm being a hater now, and if you choose to believe that, that is 100% fine with me. It's okay. I actually very much root for the dude who is the legend at the bank, right? Yeah. Matt Flynn, he is one of my, if there is one thing in life that I wish I could do is for someone to call me overpaid. Please. Yeah. Like, I would love to be the overpaid guy who is paid above his qualities. Please.
I feel good for the Flynn family trust.
Yes.
I got a good feeling about it.
And see, that's why I feel like a team will throw Matt Jones a bag. Mm-hmm. If he continue to do this, somebody going to give him a bag.
If they do, I will laugh at the team, but I will celebrate Mac Jones. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
All right, so let me give you my change of scenery story. Because I've actually told this story a couple of times on the air about meeting Seth Payne while I was in college when I was a student at Sam Houston State and sort of at least maintaining, like basically we never forgot each other after that, right?
Okay.
We weren't like best buddies after that.
Yeah,
But we maintained a relationship from college all the way up until the point to where I started working here about 6 years ago. But the change of scenery part, okay, so that's like a moment that was objectively life-changing for me, right? But the change of scenery aspect of that is the fact that Sam Houston State and Stephen F. Austin, SFA, played their rivalry game, started to play their rivalry game right at NRG Stadium, still called Reliant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the change of scenery that changed my life. Because before that, I don't know if Sports Radio 610 was broadcasting the Battle of the Piney Woods before they went to NRG Stadium. And that's how I end up meeting Seth Payne. Once Sam Houston State and SFA start to meet in Houston instead of at their respective schools, alternating each year, like when I first got to college.
Yeah.
Now, several years in, we're at NRG Stadium. We're rubbing
elbows. He was the analyst.
We're rubbing elbows with Sports Radio 610, and I meet Mike Meltzer. and Seth Payne. Mm-hmm. And so that is the change of scenery that I think about that changed my life. If they were still doing those games in the sticks, I would have never met Seth Payne and might not have never made the Sports Radio 610.
And look at God, man. We are all blessed for that particular circumstance. Football.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'll talk on Sports Radio 610, mind you, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always, always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup between these Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And actually, pursuant to that juicy matchup, we got a little bit of information. Jameson Hensley is who I'm seeing this from. He is the ESPN Ravens reporter out there in Baltimore. He says that the Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson missed his third straight practice today, and obviously the final one before this game on Sunday. So it's looking like Jackson will miss his first game due to injury since 2023. Kyle Hamilton also missed practice, which would be his second straight day. It's really leaning towards like those really probably, I was about to say quarterback of the defense, but I can't do that because Roquan, but probably the best player on the Ravens defense, best player on their offense, likely to miss this game.
Yeah, I was going to say the Kyle Hamilton one is just as significant because that's not one at the beginning of the week we were necessarily
didn't
expecting.
Didn't think about it.
And he popped up on the injury list, I think, as a limited participant earlier
Correct.
In the week.
First day, Wednesday was limited.
Yeah. But then he goes to non-participant, which makes you think, hey, something got worse or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I think we were always, y'all tell me if y'all think different, but I never was expecting Lamar Jackson to play in this game.
I wasn't.
I always thought it was more of a lip service, gamesmanship type of thing. And there is a desperation level for the Ravens in terms of, like, not feeling like they can afford just because it's the Texans and they dominate them or whatever the case may be. They're not good enough right now to be able to afford to just, like, rest him if there's any chance that he could go. But if he couldn't finish that last game and you're telling me it's a hamstring and we're talking about Lamar Jackson here, I could not imagine him being ready to play just a week later. So I never thought that he was playing. But to find out that Kyle Hamilton is dealing with some kind of ailment and he might not be out there when he might be there. You talk about their best defensive player. Okay, we got Roquan and we got Kyle Hamilton. That's about the list of their redeeming qualities on defense at this point, especially when you consider the health situation.
Marlon Humphrey.
Well,
I don't know how you feel about Jair at this point.
But
in his career.
But is Marlon not banged up too?
Marlon's banged up. Yeah, Jair's banged up.
Yeah, so I'm
Cheeto,
talking. Yeah,
the
so
dudes who could have been healthy.
Right.
Kyle Van Noy is returning though. He's he's a solid player, but he's not on the same.
But
level.
But had been banged up. So So like out of the guys that were supposed to be healthy, that was the list of guys that were good at that point.
Right.
And so, that's a significant issue for the Ravens.
Yeah, absolutely. So just wanted to give you that update. More around the NFL. Shout out to Vic Fangio, defense coordinator for the Eagles, and honestly, godfather of the whole style right now, right? Yeah. We talk about all this too high safety. Vic Fangio is the defensive coordinator that everybody is bopping off of, right? And he actually had something to say about where a trend happening in the NFL, and it's not really even defense. Listen to Vic Fangio here.
You know what you guys have missed, not just you, but everybody, is, you know, we gave up a 65-yard field goal and a 58-yard field goal. These kicking balls that they changed this year have drastically changed the kicking game, field goals in particular. So it's almost like they need an asterisk here, like it was the live ball error or the asterisk for those home runs Bonds and Sosa and McGuire were hitting. You know,
a little drive-by.
The way they've changed the ball, the NFL, the kicking ball, has drastically changed the field goals.
That's probably good. That's probably good there. And I mean, like, he had more to say about it, but he brings up a good point that shout out to Jordan Rodrigue of The Athletic. She followed up on this is actually a thing that is statistically solid as much as it is also like something that anecdotally we feel. As of the last, let's go with 5 years. I will give you the last 5 years of field goal percentages. All right. Starting in, let's go, 2021, 60.5% field goal when it comes to 50-plus. Mm-hmm. So 50 yards or more field goals, 60.5% make. Then 77.4% make in 2022, which was wild. 69.7% then 23, 75.3% last year, and now up to 73.7% again.
That's a weird fluctuation.
Yeah, it really is.
That goes up and down, I think.
But in
some
the first
significant percentage points,
right? In the first 4 weeks, and the start of the season, the NFL sent every team 60 footballs stamped as K balls. Like, these are clearly different footballs than the other ones that are used, and they're also there's a different circumstance with how they can prepare the balls this year. But we're seeing
they can take them during the week and keep them,
yeah,
and then decide which ones they want to use, mm-hmm, which I think is a wild thing that they even would agree to.
Yeah, but we're seeing the effects of it. We're seeing the effects of it, and it's kind of wild. We've talked about it a little bit in passing, how teams line up for 50-yarders, and it feels like we're kind of looking at them like we had previously, a decade ago, looked at 35- or 40-yard field goals.
Yeah, I am regretful because I saw this in the rundown before I came in, and I'm like, man, I wish you had sent this to me right before we went to go talk to Frank Ross yesterday.
Yeah.
Because we always have a good time talking to him, and I hadn't been around for coordinator day in a while, so I don't know what they had addressed this yet. We certainly didn't yesterday. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about field goal blocks and what goes into that. And, of course, the Ravens, a big part of their identity, especially if you're a football head, you know this and understand this, is how they emphasize special teams. John Harbaugh himself being a guy with a special teams background. So we talked a lot about Ravens culture and their special teams. Mm-hmm. We talked about blocking kicks. But we did not get to this. I would have loved to have heard what he had to say about this, because this is an interesting data point that you present.
Let me ask you guys the most important question, because my answer is no. Is it good? My answer is no. I think it keeps you from going for it maybe a little bit more. It certainly, you know, yes, you get 3 points here and there more often, but I feel like the game itself, as they're trying to make it more exciting, nobody likes field goals.
I don't think that there's inherent good or bad within it, but I hear what you're saying and I understand. I kind of like what you're saying, because you do want more of what the essence of football seemingly is, which is a play from scrimmage, offense, defense. I don't think it's inherently a bad thing, but it does change what we're doing. And it does feel like the further trend that we've seen in the NFL, where you're gearing this towards trying to score points. And I do wonder if that is indicative of a larger mentality that's going to try and erode at some of the essence of the game.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you're into. If you're asking me, I would agree with you and say that it's not good, because I don't like field goals either. But some folks are into, and we can appreciate this as folks that break down the game and all that, like, are into more of the strategy and the clock management and the decision making and that sort of thing. And I do think it's a sort of a fascinating wrinkle in how teams go about, let's say, the end of a half or their 2-minute drill or the end of the game or what they think is possible, you know, years ago, maybe even last year or 5 years ago. 21 seconds left in the half meant nothing for some teams, and now they feel like they can make a 60-yarder, and they actually get after it and go.
That's a good thing, but I do wonder, because as I was thinking about it, I'm continuing to think about the question you asked. I think there is some bad within it, because he compared it to the live ball era, and one of the things I hate is that unless you are like super informed and you can keep these errors in your mind, historically it starts messing with being able to compare across larger swaths of time, which is one of those things that you always want to have to be able to do.
Another couple things for me, I think it kind of takes away a little bit of the drama.
Well, that's the part that I don't agree with. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I do think it adds some drama because of the strategy, because I think there's a little bit more of an urgency toward the end of a half or the end of a game.
But coaches are playing for a field goal at the 40.
Yeah,
that's my point.
That does suck.
Like you can see it. You can see it on the field. D'Amico does it. You know, where they're at the 40 and then all of a sudden conservative and all this other. Whereas before they're like, I don't trust my kicker. I don't know if it's going to go through. And here's the other one.
Mm-hmm.
This really did it for me. And I feel bad because when this came out and we talked about it, we just kind of went, oh, they're going to be able to use the ball. Like, no, we didn't even realize the potential, you know, that it could be. But the one that did it for me is I was watching the Cowboys game. And obviously he's an outlier. He has an even better leg, Bailey.
Brandon Aubrey.
Aubrey. I mean,
you went back to Dan Bailey.
Yeah, Aubrey. They said, well, if they can just get to their own 48. And I went, their own 48?
Yeah.
I was like, where's the drama?
We can definitely agree that more field goals is not good.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. I think that more field goals, and especially if that means fewer touchdowns or fewer efforts to get touchdowns, mm-hmm. I would agree that is not good.
Yeah, and paired with the touchback, that does kind of make this a little wild. I actually wanted to get to another special teams thing, but I'll hold on to it because we got B. Scott for the entirety of the hour. The thing that I'm actually more interested in, to give you a little bit of tease, this knuckleball kickoff.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
So I want to get your input, as you obviously were talking to the coordinators yesterday at NRG Stadium. And you know what? What better time than getting B. Scott's thoughts? So I'm going to force one of your hand a little bit on one of the thoughts, but I'm interested on what your other thoughts are, and we'll get those next on Sports Radio 610.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.